This is the Some Motivation Go to Bed Better Than You Woke Up podcast. I'm your host, Sammy YB, and welcome back to the podcast. Guys, I know I've been away for the past 2 years, and you may be wondering, what has this guy been up to? Well, there's been a lot of things I've been up to, but one thing that I've been working on the past few months, which I'm sure you will also love, is a YouTube channel. That's right. For the past few months, I've been working on a YouTube channel and expanded this podcast onto YouTube. I've been working on my YouTube channel for the past few months, and it's gaining some pretty good traction. But one thing I've come to realize is how much I miss podcasting and radio, and podcasting is an entirely different animal. So I've decided to bring this podcast back to life. And starting with today's episode, which is also available as a YouTube video, where I discuss my graduation journey and how I went from uncertainty to opportunity. How I navigated this very challenging and often extremely difficult period of my life, and how you can too. I hope this story inspires you. If you graduated this year, or you know anybody who's graduated, feel free to send this to them. If you prefer to watch this video, then just go to YouTube and search for @somemotivationbysammy. If you prefer to listen to the sound of my voice, then go ahead and listen to this podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Your graduation is just around the corner. How do you feel? Most likely, you feel a mix of emotions. Perhaps you feel a bit uncertain and worried about what comes next. At the same time, you feel very excited and look forward to the future. Many different questions in your head, and perhaps a lot of uncertainty and no answers as to what you're going to do next. Some of the questions you might be asking yourself right now are, now that I have my degree, what will I do with it? Will I work? Will I study? Where will I work or study? Do I have enough finances to sustain myself until I found a job? And the biggest question, how do I find a job in the first place? I graduated Georgetown University in 2012, and I'm here to tell you that no matter what you're going through right now, no matter how many questions you have in your head, and no matter how many answers you don't have at the moment, I'll share my experience with you today, and hopefully it will help you get through this uncertain period of your life. One thing I can tell you is that there will come a time in your life, maybe a year, two, 3 years from now, where you look back at this period and realize that everything worked out, despite it not looking that way at all at the time. I got through it, many people have gotten through it, and you will too. And today I'd like to share my own experience and help you get through this period as well. Let me tell you something. Every single person on this planet goes through this stage of their life. And nobody, and I mean nobody, really knows what they're gonna do next or how their life will look like in the next few years. Yes, even your top classmates with the best grades at the university, even they don't know what they're doing. The very first thing that will help you get through this period of your life is the realization that all this period of uncertainty that you're feeling right now, at some point will come to an end. Every storm at some point runs out of rain, like that great country song by Gary Allen. It's very true. What seems like a big question mark at the moment will be a temporary phase of your life that you go through just like everybody else did. And I hope that today's video will help you go through it as smoothly and as quickly as possible. Right during finals week, when I was doing my final exams and pulling all-nighters, I was informed by the dormitory that I would have to vacate in the next few days, despite being told just a few days earlier that I could stay there until May, 5 months from then, when I would be receiving my degree. I remember feeling very scared at that period of my life. I wasn't really sure what I was going to do. I didn't have a job lined up. I didn't have much savings either. And being an international student, I didn't have any parents or relatives that I could stay with. And I recall exploring different solutions to this problem. What could I do until I actually find a job? And looking back on this period of my life, about 7 years later, here are some of the brilliant ideas that I had at the time, which seem a bit funny to me right now, but it wasn't the most fun or exciting or happy period of my life. So some of the solutions I came up with as to where I could stay, I recall the first one being, perhaps I could sleep at the university and use the university gym to shower. And for food, I don't know, I have a bit of savings left from the three student jobs I had. But the most pressing thing for me at the time was finding a place to stay. But then I realized, okay, if I sleep in the university, I'll probably get kicked out by security. Okay, so I can't do that. What about a second solution? I had a bit of savings left, so I thought, okay, maybe I could rent a car and park the car somewhere where the police or security wouldn't kick me out. And again, for showering and using a bathroom, I would go and use the university gym or the other recreational facilities we had around the campus. But then again, I realized I didn't have much savings, so I couldn't really stay that long in a car, and it wasn't a very sustainable solution. So many scenarios, and yet none of these was the ideal one. But I did realize that I had to stay in Doha. My answer came in the most unexpected form. It was a conversation with one of my professors, one of my favorite professors at the university at the time. And right after our very last class, he invited me for tea. And he asked me, "How are you doing, Sami? What are your plans for graduation? How do you feel?" And I recall being very honest with him. Truthfully, I told him, "I don't really know what I'm going to do, professor. I don't have much savings. I don't have a place to stay. I need to stay in the country. I need to find a job. And going back home at the moment is not really an option. Frankly, I do need money, but I feel a bit ashamed to ask my parents for financial support because I've been working since I was 17. And I'm 21 right now, and I feel it's very shameful to ask your parents for finances. I should be completely financially independent by now and not have to resort to this." And I remember him telling me, "You know, this period of your life is one that every single person goes through. And what you're feeling right now and experiencing is completely normal, but you should know something, it's temporary. And you are at a stage of your life right now where you should ask people around you for help, especially your parents, who've looked after you for 21 years. Do you really think it would be a burden for them to help you just a bit more until you've landed on your feet and found a job?" And I remember that conversation really shifted my perspective. And it was the very first time where I realized maybe I do need to put my ego and pride aside and ask for help. And that's one thing I would have done completely differently, which I suggest you do as well. Right now, you're in a very delicate situation, a very sensitive period of your life. The first thing you should do is ask for help from those around you who are more than happy to help you. So that's what I did. I put my ego and pride aside and I asked my parents for help. And I found a friend that I could stay with. And another piece of advice that I would give you is find and tackle one problem at a time and find solutions for these problems. Don't try to solve everything at once. Grab a big piece of paper, write down all the problems and issues you're facing, and try to tackle these one by one, because then it becomes less overwhelming and you'll be able to find a proper solution to every single one of them. So now that I found a temporary solution to my problem of where do I stay and how do I sustain myself, I could focus on the pressing problem that I had that every single graduate, including yourself, is probably facing right now. How do I find a job? Where do I start? And I just like to say that at the time, doing a master's right after graduation was not something that I was interested in, and I was completely against it. There are many of my classmates who really didn't have an idea of what they wanted to do after graduation, so it seems they settled for a master's degree. But for me, it wasn't an option. I told myself it's better that I wait it out and find a job, and then later on, perhaps do a master's in a field that would actually benefit my career. So that's what I did. I realized I need to look for a job, and I began my job search. So how do you find a job? The very first thing you'll need when you're applying for jobs is a CV or resume, which is basically a document that outlines your experience, your education, and your qualifications for a job. But the question is, how do you create a CV? And that is a $1 million question right there. The exciting thing about this question is that I will actually make a video about how to create a CV and walk you through the entire process. So it's not something you need to be worrying about right now. But I'd love to hear from you. What would you like to hear most about how to create a CV? Do you have any questions? Please let me know in the comments below, and I will tackle those questions and answer them for you in the very next video. I kept on hearing the word networking all the time, and it seemed like the solution to all of my problems, the way everybody talked about it. But what is networking? Honestly, at the time, I had no idea. But over time, I learned that it meant connecting with people and expressing interest in a role at their company or working at the company itself. Through the process of trial and error, I learned what networking was, and I learned how to do it the right way. The simple way to explain it is networking is reaching out to people with the aim of exchanging information or establishing a relationship. In the context of your job search, it's the most valuable tool out there to find a job. Most of the jobs that I've had since graduation were not actually roles that were advertised publicly on LinkedIn, Indeed.com, MonsterJob, and many other job platforms. They weren't even listed on the company websites. It was because I had reached out to people and found out about roles at their company that I was considered for these roles. And there are so many people that you can network with. But let's start with those in your immediate circle. And the very first person I would suggest to network with or seek guidance from is your career counselor at your university. That will be the most valuable source of information when it comes to your job search. They can point you in the right direction, help you create a CV, point you towards the right person at a specific company, and even make you aware of opportunities at companies that are related to your field of study or your field of interest. The very first thing that I did was hand over my CV to the career counselor and even the university's HR department and ask them to give me feedback. What can I improve? How can I portray the information on the CV in the correct way? What do you think about the font? What about the layout? What about the visuals? What about the experience? I'm a fresh graduate, so I don't have that much experience, but how can I make use of what I do have? I would also hand my CV to anybody willing and not willing to listen to me. So I began circulating my CV all over the place and telling people, hey, look, I'm a fresh graduate. This is the experience I have, and I'm looking for a job. Do you know of any roles? And I remember talking to so many different people. I'm sure I annoyed some people at the time, but don't worry about that because this is a stage that everybody goes through, and it's the only way you can actually find a job is by talking to people. And I recall this period being a very tough one. I would send tens of different emails and LinkedIn messages, and many people wouldn't even bother answering me. And to the ones that did answer me, I just ended up receiving rejection emails along with the radio silence, but a lot of rejection emails where I never really understood why I hadn't been hired or what those reasons were. They were emails filled with corporate mumbo jumbo and lingo that was so cliche, but didn't mean anything at all. And in the beginning, that rejection really hurt, and I took it very personally. The truth is, there's nothing really personal about it, especially when you'll see in a few years' time, job decisions are not always based on your qualifications or results. Sometimes it's all about the way you present yourself, who you know at the company, and how enthusiastic you are about the role. But there are so many factors that have nothing to do with you in the hiring process. So taking things personal at this stage of your life, trust me when I say this, it's not worth it. All this effort and yet no results until I went to the university career fair and I began introducing myself to different employers and walking up to different companies. It wasn't the easiest thing to do, but lo and behold, I did find a job. I did pass my CV on to a youth talent development company, and after a few interviews, I had a job as an event and sponsorship coordinator, which although was a three-month contract, it gave me enough money to sustain myself and cover my basic expenses, such as groceries and transportation. It's really easy when you're in a period of uncertainty to turn negative, especially when those around you are. But one thing that kept me really focused and positive and enthusiastic, despite the rejections and despite the difficulties and despite the low salary I had, was filling myself with positive and inspiring sources of information. So every single day I would listen to Grant Cardone and Les Brown, and they really kept me focused on the ultimate goal, which was to find a job. I recall so many of my classmates around me, my graduating class, being so negative about the situation and always complaining about how there were no jobs, how the economy was so bad, how nobody would hire fresh graduates because we didn't have any experience. And I even recall a conversation I had with one of my friends from university at the time, and he was so negative and spewing all his negativity about the economy and the lack of jobs and how companies don't have budgets to hire people. And I recall telling him, me and you have moved as international students thousands of kilometers away from our loved ones and our families in an environment that's completely different from our own. We didn't come here to play around. We came here to make something out of ourselves. Being negative is not a luxury that we have because we have our families relying on us back home. And they didn't send us there so we can lose. They sent us here so we can win. So keep your head in the game, keep your head up, stay focused, and stop with the negativity. It's not going to help you find a job. I refused to be negative, not because it was the easiest thing for me to do, but because I had to survive somehow. And being negative would not do anything to aid my survival or find a job or help my finances. It would just make things worse for me. Another thing that kept me grounded and positive was having a consistent workout plan. And one thing I tried, which was on bodybuilding.com, was the squat every day bodybuilding program. So it is exactly what it sounds like. You go to the gym and you squat every single day. And I really had no excuse not to do so because I was unemployed. What else was I doing with my time? And during this period of my life, I learned some very valuable lessons from the job that I had at the time. And although it was a three-month job, I learned some very valuable lessons, which were never take anything personally. It taught me also how to deal with some difficult and not so pleasant or respect for polite people. And half the time, when you are approaching people, whether it's for business or expressing an interest in their company, and they treat you a certain type of way that's not so welcoming, most of the time it has nothing to do with you. And the more personally you take that, the more difficult it will be for you. Just laugh it off and continue pursuing your target and your goal. Never ever give up. And since that time, since my graduation in December 2016, I have done so many interesting things in my life. I've traveled so many different places. I met so many interesting people. I've worked in so many different industries as part of my strategic communications and public relations career, which I had no idea at the time that I'd be working in the first place. I couldn't even tell you what that was if you'd asked me in 2016. Things really worked out for me. And for the past 3 months, I've been traveling to many different places around the world. I live in Qatar, but I travel to Thailand, I travel to Singapore, I travel to Bulgaria, and I'm currently in Tbilisi, Georgia, where I'm filming this lovely video for you guys, which I really hope helps you keep focused and enthusiastic in this exciting period of your life. I got through this period, and I know you will too. And if you have any specific questions you'd like to ask me, or something that you'd like me to expand upon that I spoke about in the video, please do let me know in the comments below and I will do my best, absolute best to help you. Thank you so much for watching this video, and I really hope it proved valuable and helpful for you and makes navigating this transition of your life more smoothly and easily. No matter what's happening right now or how it feels, just know that you will get through this and this period of your life will pass. And a year from now, I would love for you to comment below on this video and tell me, you know what, Sammy, you were right. Everything did work out. And this is where I'm working right now. This is where I'm doing a master's. And things like this just make me really happy. The people find value in this video, which I hope you found today. Thank you once again. Please subscribe to the channel. There'll be some many interesting videos, like the one I talked to you about earlier, the $1 million question. How do I find a job and how do I make a CV? And there'll be many other career-related topics, which I hope will help you navigate this period more smoothly. Thank you once again.